This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our clients always come first.
Tootski, come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
I tell him to sell!
It's Texans Stock Up, Stock Down on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm going to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
That is right. Thank you, young Matthew, Mr. McConaughey.
T-Sip.
This is Stock Up, Stock Down on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley every hump day. Right around 3:20 p.m., you tune in, you hear this. And I want to start with you, Ron, the show, Hughley. Fresh off your storm chasing. Welcome back, bro.
That's right.
Glad you and the fam were safe. Didn't get messed with too bad with Aaron. But I want to start with you. Stock Up in today's edition. We're talking players on the bubble for Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans, and the 2025 Texans as camp is winding down. Ron, stock up.
Yeah, I think they're going to have some tough decisions to make. But, Clint, I think we've kind of talked about it a little bit. One of the areas is depth in the defensive backfield and what that's going to look like. I don't know if he's going to clearly make this team, Clint. He may be one of those, as D'Amico said the other day, 16 practice squad spots. But I think Damon Arnette has helped himself. I know he got a pick in the game and did some things here in preseason. But I think he's helped himself, Clint, when you look at potential guys in that cornerback room. I like him better than D'Angelo Ross, Tremont Smith. Just in terms of corners, I like him better there. I don't know if he's going to make the team, but I do think his play, his stock is more up than down right now. So I do like them in a spot where they are, I think, in search of some debt because they can ill afford to have either one of those top guys go down, and they look a lot different, you know, when you take them off the field and who comes in behind them.
Yeah, I mean, look, you look at the top two you mentioned. It's which one of the best combos in the game, in the entire NFL. It's a top three combo in the NFL right now, Kamari Lassiter and Derek Stingley Jr. And the reality of it is beyond them, you have a lack of experience and you're awfully young. And I look at Arnette as one of the youngsters. He's only played a couple of years in the league, although he's older with the off-the-field issues that he had. And Tremont Smith is probably your safety. Your safety valve there. He's probably your safety net. The guy that can play all the special teams, has been known to be a special teams guy. embraces that role, has stuck in the league there. And then you've got two true corners that in Jalen Smith, the third-round pick out of USC, and Damon Arnette, the project, the guy that they're trying to let him rebound here in Houston. So, when Pendergast and I were talking about it after Jalen Smith and Damon Arnette had the interceptions this past weekend, we're talking about it, and I'm thinking, man, Damon Arnette, I like the story. I'm always here for one of those stories. That's a future play for DeMeco Ryans. That's a let me get him in here, get him back to doing football things at an NFL level. Let's spend a year and let him prove that, hey, man, I've changed my ways. I'm a different dude. I'm ready to do this football thing full time and make sure I take care of everything, be a professional full time. And then next year, maybe you've got a cornerback that you can rely on. I didn't in no way, shape, or form think it was going to be this year, but you start looking at the depth chart.
I think he's a top four outside corner on this team.
Well, there ain't but five of them. I mean, so yeah, I mean.
That's just saying backup. I think Smith, to me, has really shown up, rookie.
Yep.
And then I would say he's there ahead of Tremaine Smith, or if they try to kick Miles Bryant out there, whatever.
Well, when you look at Miles Bryant, when you look at Russ Yeast, and you look at some of these guys that are gonna make the team at a safety or nickel position, could also play corner. But those guys right now, you got to look at it and go, hey, with Jimmy Ward and C.J. Gardner-Johnson down, I mean, one guy's probably not going to be enough for depth purposes there. So are they spread so thin that an Arnette and a Smith can make the team at corner? I like where your head's at. His stock's definitely up.
It's up to make
what
the
he
team
did last year, last week.
The arrow's pointed up.
There's Ron the Show Hughley's stock up and his return to the drive right here on a Wednesday. Over to you, Clint Sterner. I want your stock up for these Texans. As we're seeing camp wind down, stock up for players on the bubble as Caserio trims the roster.
I'm going to go with Blake Fisher. I think it could not have gotten any worse for Blake Fisher the first couple of weeks of camp, and I think it was improved in the most recent preseason game. Not enough for me to really take notice, but definitely after listening to Payne and Pendergast with Nick Caserio on, he answered some questions. I believe it was him about maybe it was DeMeco in a postgame presser or in an early week presser. But either way it goes, one of the coaches or the GM or somebody was felt good about talking about, hey, you know, Blake Fisher started slow, but he's playing better now for these reasons, right? So Blake Fisher for me, again, the topic here is players on the bubble.
You thought he was on the bubble, a second round pick from last year that started eight games?
Yep, it was bad enough. Absolutely.
Really? Yeah.
It was bad enough early on to where he had been demoted and they moved who was their planned guard back to right tackle. So I think it was really bad, but it looks like it was DeMeco that said it, because I remember DeMeco's comments. But it sounds like DeMeco appreciates the way he's come around the last week or so. So I'm going to go Blake Fisher stock up. Hell, it couldn't have been any lower.
I mean, from all I heard, Clint, I was only out there for one practice, you know that, and I don't watch ball like you do. But everything I've heard echoed from every member of the media in Houston on Blake Fisher this year is like, damn.
Yeah, it was scary bad the first week and a half, maybe even 2 weeks. And then in the preseason game, he's out there and he gets beat, I mean, immediately again inside. And Davis Mills would have got his clock clean, but Davis got the ball out on time, so nobody wanted to talk about it. But it was still a bad outing for Blake Fisher. And then you fast forward to this week, and it was a better performance on Saturday, so the stock's up.
Attaboy. Stock down time. You're listening to Stock Up, Stock Down on the Drive. Sterner, Hughley, we're talking Texans players on the bubble as Nick Caserio's trimming down the roster. Back to you, Ron. Stock down.
All right, I'll make it quick. Justin Watson, to me, I'm not saying he's not going to make the team, but I do think the Texans are going to have to carry extra in other areas. They may have to carry an extra running back than maybe they normally would. They may have to carry an extra safety than they normally would, and you would think, all right, where is it going to hit? I don't know if they're going to carry seven receivers, and so I think he is in question, even though they did give him $3 million. You obviously know Nico, Kirk, Higgins, Noel are going to make it. Those four, I think you can obviously then throw in Hutchinson, and I think Braxton Berrios is going to make it as well. And to me, it's are they?
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Gonna keep Justin Watson. Are they gonna carry him? So he, to me, I'm not saying he's going to get cut, but I think his stock is down right there. All those other guys have shown up a little bit more than him.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Jawar Jordan. And really, this is a guy that his stock couldn't have been higher, I think, early in camp with no Joe Mixon, with Nick Chubb being out briefly, with no Damian Pierce. It seems like I kept hearing the name Jawar Jordan, Jawar Jordan, Jawar Jordan. And then the reality of it is the deeper we get into camp, all of a sudden Chubb gets back, he gets the run. During that time that it was down, it was all about Dari Agunbowale, and then now all of a sudden it was Woody Marks this past preseason game, and now all of a sudden you got Damian Pierce back. So I would say with Pierce coming back, with Woody Marks emerging, with Chubbs getting back and healthy, I think probably Jawar Jordan is the one that's on bubble watch that at one point when stock was a little higher.
All right. That running back room is starting to get a little thickened.
Yeah, well, they let old J.J. Taylor loose, so yeah. They're down one there.
Down there. All right, coming up, I caught it late. I was in Turks and Caicos, so I caught it late. I got some game notes. Got some game notes of what I watched, in particularly the first half. Some game notes from that Texans-Panthers game. You're damn right it is, Unc. We'll discuss that coming up next.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.